Hi, everybody. Danny Jones, Singing News Magazine, and you are watching Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News Magazine. My guest today, Tim Rackley of the Old Paths. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing great, Danny. Thanks for this opportunity, for having us on.
We're glad to have you on, and we can ask the obvious question first. What have you been doing while everybody has been stuck at home?
Well, I've actually caught up on my favorite ice cream, because now that I've not been able to sing regular, I'm able to eat ice cream. So I've enjoyed my favorite flavors from Häagen-Dazs ice cream, and I've put on a few pounds. So please don't judge me when you see me on stage after this gets over.
So you're saying there may be a new suit in your future?
Yeah, there's a suit that you always go to when you've added those few pounds, you know, that you always keep.
Well, I understand all too well. When does it look like the Old Paths are going to be able to sing next?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. We're, you know, coming off of, at the time that we're doing the podcast, we actually just finished a 3-day event up in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee at the Biblical Times Theater. And, of course, they've started opening up their house there at the theater for gospel groups from Southern Gospel. And so there are several other groups that are going to follow us, The Sound and Brian Free and Assurance, along with the Perrys. So a lot of good groups coming in there. So I just encourage everybody to keep an eye on that, and that'll help get Southern Gospel out there to that parkway, because that big billboard out there, that's great visibility for this industry.
It certainly is. Of course, that was the first time the group had sung in quite a while. What was
three months.
Was it like starting over? Did you fall right back into the pack?
By the first night, yes, it was tough. We also were staging songs from our new album that just released on June 5th. But when you're trying to do new songs after being apart for 3 months, you're trying to remember lyrics to new songs. And then, because you had people that were, you know, picking up where you left off, and they wanted to hear new material, what they heard on iTunes when they downloaded the new CD. So, you know, it was a lot of, by the third night, we were ready to go again. Now we're off another week. To answer your original question. Answer your original question, we are continuing. So this coming weekend, we sing a concert Saturday night in Alexander City, Alabama, and then move over to Tracy City, Tennessee for the Sunday morning. So, you know, what we're finding out with everything that's happened, you know, the weeks to come is going to be very different, because, you know, you're going to have dates that canceled that you're not allowed to book a full week that you would normally sing a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and a Sunday. Now you're going to have maybe a Saturday night, a Sunday morning, and that's it. So that's where it's going to get really kind of crazy for all of us groups out here, just to, you know, keep our weekly schedule, you know, the full schedule, that is.
Right. Now, the good news in all of this, with so many of the events rescheduling, mm-hmm. if things continue to open up in the fall, early 2021, you're going to be busy.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And we've already, you know, a lot of the events have added us back. And, you know, of course, you got Quartet Convention coming up around that time, and just a lot of key events, too, that can kind of help keep your ministry out there, you know.
All right. Well, the Old Paths are a little bit of an unusual study in the world of Southern gospel music, and here's why. Had everything going for them. Good songs, good radio play, lots of high-profile appearances, and then one day it all shut down. Off the road for a couple years, picked right up mm-hmm. where you let off. You've got another great album that's been released. You got a great vocal lineup. In the month of June, you get to sing after being off for a while. You're on the cover of the June issue of Singing News Magazine. It's almost like you guys never stopped.
Yeah, you know, we've been just very, just humbled, you know, that we could, you know, most groups, when they leave, they don't have the ability to come back as what they were, or, you know, with somewhat of the same lineup. You know, we've got just a tenor position change, but, you know, that person's no stranger to gospel music. But, you know, for us to be able to come back together and, you know, have the relationships that we've had, you know, with people like Singing News, and then also just the promoters and record companies like Crossroads, and then with an agent that does your schedule like the Harper Agency, you know, it's just it was a really humbling thing that we could come back like we never left, and we don't take that lightly. We found out through leaving that I don't think we really ever left, because we had some great friends in the industry, and you know, you stayed in contact. But you know, it's tough to leave when it's become family. And so that's the biggest thing about this whole industry. We got a lot of friends out there. It's funny, if you could see what happens backstage at concerts with just groups that, you know, we don't really get to see each other much because we're going from place to place. But when you're on a card together at an event, it's fun. If the fan could see how we cut up backstage and stuff, they could see that, you know, it's definitely a family.
Well, in your case particularly, you've got three natural cut-ups riding with you every weekend.
Oh,
Steve
yeah.
Ladd, you know, yeah. he's been around forever with the Anchorman and Gold City, and he could hold his own with anybody. Mm-hmm. And Daniel, the bass singer, you know, what a great guy, but he's sort of the quiet one, but don't let that fool you. He can hold his own as well. Mm-hmm. And then there's Doug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. You got to have one. You got to have one.
Someone mentioned the other day that Doug is a lot like a golf ball hit full swing in a tile bathroom.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you're one who is more on the reserve side. And how did you and Doug meet?
Well, we actually had met through another ministry. I was singing, my father's pastored, or he was pastoring the same church in the Atlanta area in the little town Powder Springs, Georgia, for about 30 years at the same church. And he used to have a group in the Roland family. And of course, Kyla Roland is no stranger to gospel music. And so her brother Ron, that was kind of the owner manager of the group, was needing to fill a position for the male part singer. And he knew me since I was about 12 or 13, and I was always real big into athletics, played college basketball and stuff like that. So I never really had an interest in singing until he approached me and said, "Hey, I think you could sing this part I need." And I was like, I was busy in a job with Corporate America with Bell South at the time. And he said, "What if I could condense my schedule to allow you to do both?" And at that time, he did that. And so I started singing with the Rolands for about 4 years, and we were at a meeting one night. And actually, I think it was a church. Doug had been Doug's a preacher. And after he got saved from a former life of drugs and all that, before he got into church and got saved, he was filling in for churches when they would be without a pastor just to help fill the pulpit. And so he was there at that church because he knew the church there, and also knew of the Rolands because they used to come to his church. And so we met that night, and he teases people. He said, "You know, because you, Danny, you mentioned I am kind of the reserved, quiet guy." And, you know, he thought that I was kind of a stuck up snob, you know, because he said, "Look at him. He's all American. You know, he's like, that guy just thinks he's the stuff." And right after we got through singing, I walked off the platform. I said, "How you doing, man?" And he said, "The Lord has a way of making you eat your words, and or making you see the good in people and different things like that." So from that point forward, the lady that was singing with us started having vocal trouble, and Doug, we knew, could sing the baritone part, and, you know, just had a same type of situation. He was running a paint company at the time and had the flexibility to fill the baritone position. And we went as a male trio for the last 2 years of the Rolands being on the road. And then Ron Martin actually retired and went back home to Morristown. And Doug and I just felt led with another gentleman that would fill in with the Rolands. His name was Chad Dominey. And Chad was a phenomenal singer. I know he was a stranger to gospel music because never had sung with anyone. So we just charged off together and started the Old Pass Trio. And of course, I told somebody, Doug will tell people from stage, he said, you know, Tim and I have been together for about 20 years. And he said, they say if you're with somebody long enough, you start looking like each other. And he's like, and then he'll just kind of look at himself and look at me. And he said, I don't think that's happening. So, you know, so we, you know, we definitely, we learned to love each other for who we are. And, you know, we're definitely we definitely have the same focus. We have probably a different delivery, like our personalities, but I think all in all, you know, he's definitely somebody I know I can pick up the phone and call if I was ever in need. And I think a lot of folks that have talked to him through the past and you know, he's kind of been a good person for a lot of people to bounce stuff off of.
Right.
And but again, this is a new endeavor. You know, Daniel and Steve that you mentioned, you know, we knew Steve from Gold City and had sung with Gold City when we were still traveling before. Never realized how much of a character Steve was as far as his sense of humor, and just a phenomenal guy. I tell somebody the other day, an older fellow asked me at the table. He said, "There's something about Steve. He just." If you think of Steve, the word cool is out beside his name. and then he said, he's a guy I could just go fishing with. And so that's just something that, and, you know, Doug and I, when we at Memphis, you know, back in 17, Danny, I think you brought us on to kind of let the people know the history of us being off the road. And it was kind of an emotional time. A lot of people that they go back and watch that YouTube, and they were like, I just sat there and cried thinking about it, you know, because you think about the reasons why we come off the road before and how, you know, everything was just so orchestrated, put back together. And, you know, Doug and I stayed up that same night. We stayed up till about 3 or 4 in the morning. And I told him, I said, it was really good tonight. It was like, you know, it was like it was old times. And just it's like the Lord was saying, you know, I still have a plan for you guys. And so at that point I told Doug, I said, you know, I think if we do it this time, I want to make it real special for the people that go with Doug and I to do it. And so Doug and I, we offered a partnership, you know, it's a quarter partnership of the old past. Daniel, instead we did that just to build a, where folks will see the faces, they'll see the names, and it's just a win-win situation. So all four guys is, you know, we pretty much own it. And so, and a lot of people thought Doug and I was kind of crazy to give up all those years. But when you have two guys like Daniel and Steve that have a resume, Daniel had already been with us about 8 years, you know, when you think about his total time here. And then with Steve's resume, it made sense to give them some security. And then also to help Steve step away from that solo ministry he was doing for 10 years.
Right. But both of those guys are probably best referred to as lifers. They're going to be in gospel music for a long, long time if the Lord allows.
Yeah.
They love it.
Right.
They just absolutely love it. And that is a very common theme with each member of the Old Paths. You guys just genuinely love this music.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I followed it a little bit when I was in my late 20s, because I didn't really start getting into gospel music till that time because of playing basketball and different sports. I just had my interest in other places and finished college and went into business. But then it was like the Lord allowed it to be part of me later in my life. And again, I have a heart for people, because just, you know, was raised in a pastor's home. And, I think that's the biggest thing. They want to know you for who you are off stage more than on stage. And that's, once they get to know you for who you are, they'll come and drive hundreds of miles to see you night after night. They'll hear the same jokes night after night, same songs night after night. But we do have one of the loyal fan base in any industry, for sure.
You really do. And that was evident that very night that you alluded to in Memphis. There were a lot of people there that night who came just to see the first performance of the Old Paths Part 2. And
right.
You know, it was a very special night. Now, here's a question that I don't intend to put you on the spot with, but by its very nature, I think it does. What do you think sets the Old Paths apart from all the other quartets in gospel music?
Well, you know, a lot of groups, first of all, I like to set the record straight. A lot of people think we're a bunch of old men when we show up with the name Old Paths. And, you know, we've really tried to, I guess, define and explain that and that focus of the name. A lot of people, when you say Jeremiah 6:16, they, you know, seek the old paths and walk therein and you'll find rest for your soul. That's our focus. We wanted to have a biblical-based focus for our ministry when we started. A lot of folks, if you search the internet now and Facebook, there's a lot of things that come up under the word old paths. And, you know, our focus was to show a heritage, to show a, you know, there's many paths to Christ. You know, there's many walks in life as Christians that we go down and reach people that some other people don't have an opportunity because that's just not in the arena that they were saved or there's different denominations that, you know, will be in heaven. A lot of people's like, you know, there's only one, you know, some one denomination. No, there's a lot of people that will be in heaven that is not just Baptist. They're not just Methodist. And so that the focus of the name was to show a heritage along with different paths to Christ. And you think about it. I was a pastor's kid. Doug was a former drug addict, lived a life totally opposite than me. But the Lord kind of let us come down the same path from those different walks of life to do this for him. And so that's another piece we like to straighten up these days. And the other side, to kind of answer your question specifically, we have, you know, a lot of quartets today, they have a legacy of cathedrals or they have a legacy of another ministry that started them off. You know, when Doug and I started this, we didn't come from a noted name group or, you know, any type of a legacy group. And so with that, I think what separates us, yes, we have some members that have been a part of legacy groups, but I think a lot of our, I guess we're just kind of a genuine, more of authentic, you know, a lot of people say they like to know when a group is heard on the radio, you can instantly associate who that group is. And, you know, Doug will tell people through the years, you know, we centered the sound around the lead voice, you know, and in a quartet, you got to have a good lead singer. And so I think with that, the authentic sound is what has separated. And I'm not saying that boastfully. I'm just saying that we try to pick good songs. We try to pick songs that minister to people. But then the other side of that, we want to pick songs that can showcase the guy's abilities to perform the songs. And so I think with that, you know, especially current day, you know, we're doing a wide spectrum of songs. And I think going from church to church, like we still do, along with a lot of the concerts, most people are hearing all kinds of songs at church. Like the first song on our new album is This Is Amazing Grace, which was a CCM song. But we put a quartet feel, put a little banjo to kind of be out front to bring home that Southern style. And we did it quartet style. And I know Triumphant's done that with Chainbreaker and different songs like that. And I just think a lot of that, you know, some groups can do that. Some groups cannot because that's where they have patented their sound around. And I think for Old Paths, I think we can kind of set our, you know, there's not a defining style for us because I'm your traditional lead singer. Steve Ladd is just an unbelievable full voice. You know, I call him a raw tenor singer, you know, just sings high, you know. And then Daniel, he's the type of bass singer that can just sing. He can sing all the notes and he's not, you know, put in a box to just low growl singing. Okay. He can sing that high, pretty harmony that blends with some of those mid of the road ballads and stuff. So to answer your question in a long format, there it is.
Well, regardless of the ingredients, the end result is that it's working. The old paths are are doing quite well in the world of gospel music. And before we let you go today, anything else you'd like to add or say to our viewers?
No, I just, Danny, I just appreciate your support of gospel music. You're kind of a mainstay name as far as in all of summer events, not only with just Singing News, and I do appreciate Singing News. We're a constant supporter of Singing News every month for advertisement, and I just encourage the folks listening to always keep that subscription in front of you and keep it out there, because it is the lifeline of gospel music, and it's definitely where you can get all the correct information, because your writers and, you know, you being the editor and different things like that, Danny, you guys do a great job of putting the truth out there and then also letting people keep a great, you know, interest, and then also get the true facts, you know, from the industry of Southern gospel.
You're very kind. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the Old Paths. Our guest today has been Tim Rackley of the Old Paths. Tim, we appreciate you dropping by.
Thanks, Danny.